Hi, everybody. I'm Jim.
I'm Ryan.
And I'm Cam.
And we're with the Concept Crucible podcast here at Maker Expo. So, Cam, you are a Maker Expo organizer.
I am.
Like, what can you tell us about what's been going on so far today?
So the rain is holding off, which is fantastic.
Excellent.
We are having a lot of fun. The place is packed. Outside is packed. The robot bottles have started. We can't make enough rockets. They're just launching nonstop. And Kaloth is working perfectly and is the most beautiful balloon sculpture I've ever seen.
I've heard that Kaloth is incredible, but I haven't actually been out to see yet. I haven't had time. We've been doing things. So you are a literal professional maker.
I am literally a professional maker. I run Tinker Truck. I quit my day job and made my day job making with children. I have a mobile maker lab that I can take with me to a school or a library or a festival like today.
Yep.
And I can run either in classrooms, day field trip mode, or I can run in festival mode. And it depends on what we need to get the kids excited about science and engineering. Today we brought rockets and our river, but we also have everything from electrified artwork to 3D printing and modeling.
So, you have been doing this for a while. What is your best moment?
Oh, okay. So, my best moment was actually part of volunteering, setting up Maker Club just before I started Tinker Truck. So,
okay. It's
sort of anticlimactic. It's only best by a tiny fraction, because this whole last 16 months of professional making with Tinker Truck has just been over the top amazing. But just before that, the thing that kicked me into being a professional maker was this event last year. We had kids who came because of Maker Club that I started at the museum. And they came, and they got excited, and they started by saying I couldn't, and they left wanting to buy tools.
Nice.
And you just can't get better than that.
Yeah.
No, man.
That's what we do here. We make each other brave.
Absolutely.
So the theme for this year is We Are All Makers.
Yes, it was last year. It might become our thing for every year,
it
but it's at
like
least our
thing.
Theme this year. We've toyed around with other ones like You Can Do It, We Can Help, but that's been taken, and other things like that. But We Are All Makers embodies exactly why we're here. Just show up and we'll teach you to be like us.
Being like us, I always look at these kids sometimes and I'm like, these are the kids that are going to get to grow up and be me, and I'm like, I got work to do.
Absolutely.
And this is one of those places where we can do it. So what are we looking at for the rest of the day? Do we have anything special going on?
So we have our fingers crossed regarding weather. Otherwise, we're well past 2,000 or 3,000 visitors already, less than an hour and a half in.
Wow.
And more and more and more inspiration is what we're looking at. We're just trying to get more and more people to come and try these things, to try more things, to fill up their backpacks and take them home stuffed with stuff they made today. Nothing specific is scheduled at any point. Some things like School of Rock, which are outside near Williams, have a schedule of when they're showing off different kinds of musical instruments.
Oh, fabulous.
So does Bot Brawl has a specific schedule, and some of the other people have specific schedules for when things are happening. But in terms of Maker Expo itself, there is no schedule other than keep people entertained and inspired for 8 hours, no matter what happens outside.
Rain or shine. Well, Cam, I know you got to get back to work.
Thank you. Sorry.
There's lots of running around. But thank you so much for joining us.
No problem. It was a blast. I am so happy that you're doing this. We haven't had anything even remotely like drama part of our show before.
Ooh.
And this year, you guys are doing live podcasting, which is just incredible.
We're also already making plans for next year.
Oh, you know what? Repeat makers get special treatment.
Ooh,
I like the sound of that.
Maybe next year we get it. Someone provides our coffee.
Yeah. Provides your coffee?
I'm kidding.
Yeah. I can work on that.
But thank you very much, Cam, for joining us.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
All right. Take care.
Take care.
You.